IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Ata, the host of this program. I have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom for today's discussion, Sister Zainab and Sheikh Rouhani. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about Imam al-Hussein's stand at Karbala and why it became or it become a theological imperative. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. The stand of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the year 61 AH has made a turning point in the history. It was, in fact, from that time on that Imam al-Hussein's stand become a symbol for all the people who are after practical Islam. So theologically speaking, now so many people are following his cause, I mean Imam al-Hussein's cause. What is the main reason?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Theologically speaking, first of all, we should know that according to the Shiite beliefs or Shiite reading of Islam, one of the main principles or theological principles in tashayyu, in Shi'ism, is justice and adala.
Very good.
So it has different aspects, political, moral, social, even economic aspects. But what matters most here for us is to see from a religious perspective or from, let's say, Islamic perspective. As a religious duty, it is the duty and the responsibility of the Imam of the time to establish justice, to perform justice in the Islamic Ummah. Mm-hmm. Not only in his own life, but also in his social life, mm-hmm. in his economic life, in his political life. Wherever there is injustice and oppression, it is the duty of the Prophet and the Imam to raise against that, to resist against that. So that is the duty of the Imam according to the Shiite reading of Islam. So that is why Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, from this perspective, he has this responsibility as a divine responsibility.
Very good.
To what? To resist against Yazid. Because Yazid's governance or Yazid's ruling system is the manifestation of injustice in the history.
Okay.
It manifests oppression in the history of mankind.
So you mean without that, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was not doing his religious duties, isn't it? That was his duty as an imam.
As an imam of the time, yes.
Okay. And that was the part of his religion, Islam.
Yes, of course.
Which was deviated for so many years up to an extent that people of the time of Yazid are trusting such a person as the caliph of the Islamic Ummah.
Exactly, because we as Shia Muslims, we first of all believe that God is just and fair.
Very good.
And the vicegerent of God on the earth, who is the Prophet and Imam, they must be also just and fair.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this duty, this divine duty to establish justice. So Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam, had no any other alternative, any other choice, except for resisting against Yazid.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why we see that Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, is also the man of justice. He is called the
Sautul Adalat
al-Insaniya.
As George Jordaq puts it, yes,
of course.
Al-Imam Ali as Sautul Adalat al-Insaniya.
And the last savior, according to the Shiite belief, is the one who established justice.
Very good.
Who will establish justice in this world.
That's right.
When the world is filled with injustice.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So you see, it is...
It's fresh.
Yeah, it is the manifest of Shiite Islam.
Shiite Islam.
That is why we see that nowadays Islamic Republic of Iran is resisting against injustice.
It is based on this Husayni concept.
It is based on
this
theological principle.
Very good. Yeah. That's right.
That differs tashayyu from tasannu.
Tasannu. That's it. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Sister Zainab, Yazid demands for a bay'ah from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imam al-Hussein resists. Some people might say that it was a political resistance, but so many people say that was a religious one. So how you do not pay allegiance to Yazid based on your religion. I'm looking for the reasons of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in his mind, religiously speaking.
Well, obviously, this goes back to what Sheikh Rouhani was just talking about, the idea that it's the imams, only the imams can lead us to sort of a universal justice, to establish a just and fair society. And obviously, this is the purpose in Islam. Allah is providing for a society in which there is no oppression, there is no suffering. And that can only happen in a just society. And obviously, as normal human beings are imperfect, so we need the imams to lead us. Mm-hmm. And now, obviously, if we sort of look at it the other way around, now, what if Imam Hussein had pledged allegiance to this person who was a murderer, who was drinking alcohol, who abused and disobeyed every single tenet in Islamic teaching, basically. Okay. So what would have happened? Because, and what they say is that, so if he had paid allegiance to Yazid, people would have been really confused. There would have been no leadership. But his act of not paying allegiance meant there was clear, in a sense, clear leadership. There was a distinction, a very clear distinction between truth and falsehood, because this is what it's about. So there is the truth, which is Islam, and then the falsehood is everything that Yazid stood for and was doing, basically.
Okay. So Imam's denial of paying allegiance was truly based upon pure Muhammadan Islam. Mm-hmm. But what happened that people were away from this type of pure Islam? I mean, it is 61 AH, not so many years past the demise of Prophet Muhammad, okay? So an Islam is as its own, I don't know, first years of living maybe, okay, as a 60-year-old man. So now you must be a little bit grown up, spiritually speaking, but all of a sudden you are deviated from the right path.
Yeah, well, sadly, they say that the history books teach us that even after, just after the Holy Prophet's demise, already people were starting to be confused and sort of getting a bit lost. And obviously, this is what happens. People then start to give their own verdicts, their own opinions on Islam. And
yes.
The common, the lay person is very easily confused. And we see this nowadays, too, of course.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd. Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanting whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name? I say, my heart set on fire when I hear your name.
Silence is considered as complicity sometimes, Sheikh Rouhani. It means you become an accomplice to a crime. Nowadays, we can find it too. The crimes that are committed by Israel against Islamic Republic of Iran and the people of Palestine and the people of Yemen and all oppressed people, so many of the so-called international organizations are silent. So many of the Muslim lands and the kingdoms are again silent. I mean, sometimes the silence becomes make you an accomplice without you yourself knowing that. And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam didn't want to be passive regarding, this point. I mean, his silence, as we could see that so many of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, sons of the companions of Prophet Muhammad remained silent against Yazid on that time. And the history is repeating itself now in the modern world too, Sheikh.
Yes, unfortunately, that silence led to the catastrophic events in the history of Islam. Mm-hmm. If I want to mention, I can mention some of these things.
Very good.
The fully corrupted kind of, let's say, events that occurred in the history of Islam. First of all, after the Shahada of Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, the army of Yazid attacked Medina. Wow. In Medina to Nabi, they raped the children of the companions of the Prophet.
Wow.
And they killed hundreds of people, innocent people in Medina. And they showed no respect to the tomb of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to the companions and to their families. And then they attacked Masjid al-Haram, Kaaba, the holy city of Kaaba, and they burned the holy Kaaba.
Oh.
And they hanged the Khalifa of that time, Abdullah ibn Zubayr,
I think. Abdullah son of Zubayr.
For many weeks. Mm-hmm. And the entrance, let's say,
the main gate of the city. His body was hung, yes. Yeah.
And they brutally, mercilessly killed the people of Medina and Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that many, many other, they were really, really shameful kind of attacks or actions that performed by a pseudo caliph of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then it was too late for the companions. It was too late for the ummah, the Muslim ummah, that they understood that Hussein was right, and they should have been, should not been actually silent.
Is
but
it
that silence
that,
resulted that, into these catastrophes?
Tawabin uprising,
that
and
was
then Muhtar
because of
Saghafi.
That. Yeah. It was too late.
Oh,
you know, sometimes when you keep silent within, for example, a kind of corrupted system,
yes.
So the consequences that you will later face,
yes.
will be more catastrophic, will be more dangerous, horrifying. You see?
One of such people was Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah son of
this
Umar.
This Abdullah ibn Zubayr himself.
Abdullah ibn Zubayr himself.
You know himself.
They say that
Abdullah.
Taking refuge to the holy house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices us, okay? Let's forget Hussein.
Exactly. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam came to the holy city of Kaaba, the first negotiation or the first talk that Imam Hussein had with this Abdullah ibn Zubayr.
Mm-hmm. And Abdullah ibn Umar too.
But he refused.
Oh.
But what happened to him? You know, so that's why it nowadays for Muslim ummah,
yes.
it's really what I can say, it warns us that sometimes when you keep silent,
yes.
later what you will face will be more, let's say millions of times more dangerous, horrific.
And you have to wait for the consequences.
Yes.
So the Kaaba is over there, but the true manifestation of the Kaaba, that is Hussein ibn Ali, the Quran is again there, but the speaking Quran al-Natiq is Hussein ibn Ali is over there. You do not refer to him. This shows the importance of referring to Imam of the time. Now, Imam Mahdi.
There is a very beautiful khutbah from, it is narrated from Abul Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam. That is presented in Mecca. In that khutbah about Abul Fadl
al-Abbas. Sorry, I didn't know Abul Fadl al-Abbas had a khutbah.
It's a very beautiful khutbah.
Really?
You can search and find it.
Wow.
It's really like the kalam of Amir al-Mu'minin.
Wow.
Very eloquent speech presented by him.
I'll go and search for that.
And it's attributed to Abul Fadl al-Abbas.
Very good.
In that beautiful khutbah, Abul Fadl al-Abbas called upon Muslims in Mecca, said that now you're gathering around this holy Kaaba,
yes.
but forgetting the real Kaaba.
Oh.
And the real Kaaba is Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew who is the real Kaaba, you would gather around Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
It is because of your ignorance that you're now surrounding this holy city of Kaaba and Masjid al-Haram. But right now, the exact Masjid al-Haram is Hussein.
The right path.
Exactly. That's a very beautiful khutbah.
Very good.
Very beautiful point mentioned by Abul Fadl al-Abbas.
Wow. Yeah,
of course, we do not think that Abul Fadl al-Abbas is a great, let's say, lecturer or orator.
Yes.
But in that speech, if you see the level of eloquency in that speech, shows that
he was
the case with with Zainab, salamullah.
Yeah, they were sons of the daughters of Ali.
Yeah, exactly.
The most eloquent man on earth.
Say,
That's right.
If you look at this khutbah of Zainab in Kufa,
yes.
and also in the court of Yazid, the way or the presentation of Zainab, it really manifests the eloquency of Amir al-Mu'minin.
That's why they did not remain silent. When Lady Zainab, okay, she was taken as a captive to the court of Yazid, she did not remain silent. And she said that, referring to Yazid, that our grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, made you free, you and your forefathers are the freed ones by the hand of, now you are calling us the captive or the freed ones? And not remaining silent in serious occasions like Karbala, like we see today in Islamic Republic of Iran or Gaza, we can say is the right choice. Am I right, Sazen?
Definitely. And obviously, the fact that, in a sense, the message of Imam Hussein was sort of broadcast in such a significant way by Lady Zainab is something that is really important and unique. Also, because obviously we have a woman, because obviously the people outside of Islam will try to say to us, oh, but women are oppressed, women don't have a role. And we have the very opposite. We have some ladies in Islam, obviously Hazrat Fatima Zahra and Lady Zainab, the two of them who would actually speak publicly against injustice and condemn it. So it had a very significant role. And I was just having a look at, obviously some of the words she uses are very, quite significant. So she pinpoints, in a sense, some of the issues in the akhlaq of these people. These are, so in Yazid and everyone around them, the court of Yazid, and obviously the people of that time, basically. So she talks about, for example, in the court of Yazid, she talks about how he has become elated and arrogant. And so these are core sins, really bad traits that these people have developed. And this gives us, in a sense, an underpinning why they get there to this stage. Yes. And she was calling his faith in the Marqa of Kufa, saying that the faith, and she's speaking to the people in the Marqa, that their faith is nothing but deceit and betrayal. And obviously this immediate makes us think of, the hypocrites.
That's right.
Always the hypocrites.
It is precedented of the prophetic resistance during the history of the world, as Prophet Ibrahim stood against Nimrud and Moses stood against Pharaoh, Prophet Muhammad stood against Kufar, Imam al-Hussein against Yazid, and now Islamic Republic of Iran against Zionism. And you know, this has been always, and the history is repeating itself on and on, okay? So maybe some days later, I don't know, may Allah protect the Islamic Republic of Iran, but there is no trace of Islam, but a land by the name of justice will be shown up against injustice, whatever injustice is in the world, okay? That's why we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the reappearance of Imam As and fill the earth with justice, inshallah. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani.
You're welcome.
And Sister Zainab, for a nice elaboration. Why did Imam al-Hussein's stand at Karbala become a theological imperative? And I hope that all the Muslims, whether Shia or Sunni, practically speaking, follow the true cause of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, theologically speaking. It was very kind of you. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of We Points with me, Atta, the host of this program. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Was all you needed, only some water to drink. But arrows were so thirsty for your blood more than I thought. How can I take you back to your mother, my little son?
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
This lightweight feels so heavy, but